Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two more women came forward over the weekend claiming the Democrat governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, of sexual improprieties. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Sunday said he backed an investigation into sexual harassment allegations against Governor Andrew Cuomo made by five women, most of them former aides. The U.S. House of Representatives is set to vote on Wednesday on a pair of bills to expand background checks before gun purchases, 2 years after a similar House effort failed to make it through the Senate. Mackenzie Scott, philanthropist, author, and former wife of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, has married Dan Jewett, a Seattle science teacher who expressed gratitude for the exceptional privilege it will be to partner in giving away money with the potential to do so much good when shared. A Chinese-approved COVID-19 vaccine has led to two people dying and two people in ICU after 83,400 people received the Sinovac vaccine in Hong Kong. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
George Floyd jury selection begins Monday. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Derek Chauvin is charged with murder and manslaughter in Floyd's death last May.
George Floyd's family, as the victims who I represent, have been informed that they have every intention of the trial going forward.
The Floyd family's attorney, Ben Crump, tells CBS's Face the Nation it's his hope that police reform is part of President Joe Biden's legacy.
We need systematic change and reform in policing, and I know millions of black people went out and voted with George Floyd and Breonna on their mind.
Government buildings in downtown Minneapolis are fenced off in anticipation of possible demonstrations. Some businesses have boarded up or closed. Floyd died after Chauvin kneeled on his neck for several minutes as he repeated, "I can't breathe."
Chauvin's defense team claims Mr. Floyd died of a drug overdose from drugs he was hiding in his mouth when arrested. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
As the Biden administration claims there's no emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border, other lawmakers are urging the president to reinstate Trump's policy at the border because it worked. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Biden administration is rushing to accommodate an influx of migrants at the U.S.'s southern border as nearly 100,000 people were apprehended in the month of February. That's the highest level since mid-2019. Senator Ron Johnson is calling for a return to the border policies of the Trump administration to deal with this surge. The Wisconsin Republican tells Fox News that the Biden administration's reversal of those policies has become an incentive for migrants to head for the southern border.
We should put back in place the successful policies of the Trump administration, the Migrant Protection Program. That was a huge disincentive for families coming into this country illegally. So President Trump really had, to a great extent, solved this problem, but President Biden, by getting rid of those agreements that we had in place with the Central American countries, the Migrant Protection Program, all those programs now are suspended, they're being rescinded, and that's why you have this surge, and we've got a huge incentive now for people to come to this country, and we're only seeing the beginning of it. This is going to be a disaster.
Immigrants and their U.S.-born children number approximately 85.7 million people, or 26% of the U.S. population. That's according to the 2020 Current Population Survey, and it is a slight decline from 2019. Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Well, happy Monday to you. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It is Phil Hudson Pillar time. Yes, we're talking about the senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Also, the founder of American Faith. By the way, Phil, let me tell you right off the bat, I love the new website. I mean, it's a go-to site for me now. I mean,
thank you.
The reporting, everything, the staff, they're doing an outstanding job. And so I've eliminated some other go-to sites that I would generally go to. And American Faith is right there, top of the list, buddy.
Wow, I really appreciate that. We think it's a winner. Yes. Love the team that put it together, designers. And we probably post 6 to 8 brand-new articles every day. And as fast as things happen, the RSS feeds are filling that as well. So, yeah, it's up to date. It looks good, and it navigates very, very easily.
Exactly. No, I'm loving it a lot. I appreciate it. So great job to everybody. Congratulations. I want to continue our conversation that we've been having for the last week or two regarding this globalist mindset and this globalist moment. Boy, it raised its ugly head this past week when the president of the United States, who talked about unifying the people, called anybody that wasn't in line with the globalist movement's Neanderthals. So, you know, so we go from being deplorable to Neanderthals. I guess that's...
Well, you know, at least we've got great company. We got great company. I mean, Neanderthal and deplorables and, you know, we are the scum of the earth right now, aren't we? We're conservative. Whoever thought being conservative would be radical?
Yeah, exactly. That we believe in
everything.
Yeah. That we would believe the freedom. Freedom would be radical. That you have every right and God-given right to live to your highest calling. Now, that is radical.
Yeah, it really is. Well, you know, it's playing out, you know, this globalist agenda. It wasn't too long ago everybody said, we're crazy. That's, you know, you're playing with people's emotions and it's conspiratorial. And yet now you're living it. Living it on a daily basis, and the liberals are losing their mind over the governors who are opening up their states and saying no mask mandate. They don't know what to do
exactly
with them. You see, Biden thought he could control the governors, and
right.
Guess what? They're pretty independent.
Yeah. Well, Trump realized this because, oh, that's right. We are a republic, right? And each of these governors have their own authority. And, of course, with this new bill, and we'll talk about it in just a moment, this H.R. 1 that the Democrats passed in the dark of night again, it wants to federalize something that needs to be operated within the effective 50 laboratories known as the United States.
Well, you know, we're living in some times that that I didn't really think I would see this quickly.
Yes.
And, you know, I've always looked at the Bible from an end time perspective and then try to live my life on a daily, let's enjoy, let's make the maximum every day we have for the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm finding myself having to live more in the end time scenarios that I thought would happen maybe in my kid's lifetime, but not in mine.
Exactly. Now, and that's the thing. When I have, you know, read the part of the Bible where they, you know, God gives the judgment for a king, and he tells the king, hey, this isn't going to happen in your lifetime, but it'll happen in your kid's lifetime. And it's almost like, oh, hum. You know, oh, the king goes, okay, good. Well, it's not going to happen to me. It's going to happen to my kids. I don't know about you, but when I read that, it shudders me. I really am concerned about my children and my grandchildren and the kind of, you know, country, what kind of legacy that we're handing off to them. You know, our faith, as you say, most important is our relationship with God. You know, we've been talking a lot about first principles. First principles takes us back to that relationship with God. If you have no relationship with God, you're not going to have any peace. You're going to understand that question of who am I, why am I here, is falling empty, and you are walking around frustrated, and you're causing damage to yourself and to others. Because you just didn't want to do enough work to find out, you know, who God is.
Yeah, there's extreme lazy, you know, a lazy spirit to the extreme in so many people, and just assuming that because, you know, we survived the last 10 years, we can survive the next. And I think, you know, the everything is changing, and it's changing so rapidly. I hear this repeatedly from people. I can't believe how fast everything is changing.
Right.
And it's kind of like that momentum. You know, you're pushing that snowball down the hill. It's moving slow. And it picks up so much momentum and picks up so much more snow that by the time you get to the bottom, you have a giant snowball that you did not anticipate that you can't move. And I
exactly.
think that's the pullback is we've got something so big you can't move it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't move it. And also, as you say, it's moving. It's on that downward side of the hill where the momentum is running in relationship to the curve of the hill and in its downward trajectory. So it's picking up speed every inch that it goes. And this is why life is happening to us so quickly. And Phil, I agree with you. You know, you and I have discussed this, that I don't know how you live this chapter of life without a relationship with God, because it's unsustainable in and of our own humanity, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And we need divine intervention, but we also need, you know, I kind of liken it into the days of Nehemiah, you know, where he had a tool in one hand to build the wall, and he had a sword in the other hand, because he recognized that the warfare was going on. The enemy was always there. But you have to keep building. You have to keep building America. You have to keep doing what you always do, and that is get involved in local politics, get involved in what you can do to make your communities and your nation better, but at the same time recognize we're in a spiritual battle that demands upon all of us to, you know, get on our knees, to seek out God, to humble ourselves, to forsake our wicked ways, and find the power of God to live out our life.
Mm-hmm. A friend of mine last night said something, boy, it really stopped me in my tracks. And I said, God, that's exactly right on. I mean, it's so revelatory. He said, you know, Bill, you have to remember the fake always precedes the legitimate. And that people who look upon the landscape and the horizon of our country right now, there's a lot of fake stuff. I mean, we talk about fake news. We got fake government. We got all this stuff that's going on, and people, even people of faith, are starting to lose faith a little bit. We were told this was going to happen. They'd be rattled. Even God's elect would get rattled. But we have to see it for what it is. It is fake. And what happens, what follows the fake is the legitimate. And when the legitimate comes in, Lord have mercy on their souls, Phil.
Yep. Yep. Well, that's kind of what Revelation says. You know, the rich, the great, I believe it's chapter 6, the rich, the great will hide in the caves when they see the return of Christ as they hide us, you know, from the returning Lord, because they realized, wow, we really missed out on what was really important and what was significant. And to your point, what is truth?
Exactly.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know if we're ready to jump into Bitterman, but
we've got about a minute. We got about a minute left, but we can on this side, and then we'll go to break, and we'll come back and address Bitterman. But go ahead and summarize, and I'll let you take us to break right now.
Okay, well, one of the things that Albert Bitterman did in 1957, he identified the 8 brainwashing techniques used by Chinese and Korean interrogators to get false confessions out of U.S. Air Force prisoners. Here's what I want to say to you, Bill. Those 8 principles are in play right now during the COVID-19, and we'll pick that up after the break. How's that sound?
That sounds perfect. We're talking with Phil Hodgson-Piller. More after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Ahead of the 63rd Annual Grammy Awards on March 14th, IBM launched a new digital fan experience called Grammy Debates with Watson. Grammy Debates with Watson is an AI-curated music debate experience, allowing fans to contribute their points of view to some of the most important music-related conversations today. Fans can engage in debates related to the most groundbreaking artist or biggest style icon and add their arguments via the online portal. The Recording Academy is also transitioning Grammy Backstage to the IBM Cloud to seamlessly host the pre-show, premiere ceremony, and more. Christy Kolsky, IBM Sports and Entertainment Partnerships Marketing Program Director.
Grammy Debates with Watson gives fans around the world the opportunity to have their voice heard in some of the most iconic debates in music today. Powered by IBM, AI, and cloud, this is another example of how we're applying IBM's cutting-edge technology to help revolutionize the entertainment industry and bring innovative experiences to our clients' key audiences.
Visit Grammy.com/Watson for more.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Thailand has done well in avoiding the impact of the COVID-19 health crisis, but they're still suffering uncertainty. It's just one of the many countries experiencing the financial ramifications of fewer foreign visitors and lost tourism income. Through radio broadcasts and media players, the Tide Ministry is bringing hope to Thai listeners who feel unsafe and afraid because their economy is collapsing. As Christians, we have the assurance that comes through our hope in Jesus, and it's our responsibility to encourage others to put their hope in Christ. Thailand is one of multiple countries on 3 continents where the Tide Ministry broadcasts gospel programming. Our daily Bible studies and sermons air in 30 local languages across multiple regions around the globe. And you can learn more about how the Tide Ministry is encouraging listeners throughout the COVID-19 pandemic by visiting thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Fresh and independent. Okay, honoring just a little bit, okay? I'm Hispanic, after all. Give me a break. Hey, good to have you with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller is with us. He is the senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Yes, California. And he's been open because he believes in the First Amendment right. More importantly, he believes in God. It tells us very clearly not to forsake the assembling of one another. He's also the founder and president of American Faith, AmericanFaith.com, right, Phil? AmericanFaith.com?
That's right, AmericanFaith.com.
Okay, that's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. I'll tell you, it is my go-to website now. You will love it. It's absolutely awesome. Well, Phil, we were talking about Bitterman. We were talking about these eight principles that have been utilized, I mean, going back to World War II, and there's nothing new under the sun, I believe. The wisest man who ever came on the planet, Solomon himself, he was graced by God. God gave him the wisdom for the ages, and he said nothing new under the sun, right?
Nothing new under the sun. In fact, if we look back at what's been happening, I mean, this goes way back, you know, roughly 70 years, 75 years, to Bitterman's chart of coercion. Now, let's just kind of walk through this. The first one, isolation. So what he found out was isolation deprives the victim of all social support. So in March of 2020, what do? We put masks on. We did social distancing. We closed down our states, our cities, our governments. We closed everything down. And we even said you can't go visit people in your hospital. If you've got an aging parent, you can't go see them. And so isolation kicked in. Secondly, controlling perception. Fixate their attention on the immediate predicament, control their narrative around the dilemma, and eliminate any information that does not support the message. So what happened? All the focus was on getting tested for COVID, not on the recovery rate, the small percentage of people that unfortunately lose their life from it. Then it's wear a mask, but one mask isn't enough, wear two masks.
Right.
And then it is, even after you get the vaccine, you need to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. Now, those are the first two. You want to comment or you want to keep moving?
No, keep moving. This is good stuff here. I mean, it speaks for itself, doesn't it? I mean, because we've gone through
really
this process. And, you know, and I remember reporting when we were hearing people dying and they're dying by themselves. They're not, family members aren't there. And, of course, we're hearing a little bit more of that heartbreak, you know, dealing with New York and the realization that Andrew Cuomo, the governor there, is responsible for the deaths of, over 13,000 seniors? I mean, and to think that they died, many of them died on their own at the hands of this administration. Absolutely disgusting. But, yeah, go ahead. Okay, so we got isolation. We have controlling perception. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. And then humiliation. So humiliation is a form of punishment that heightens the feeling of incompetence. So what do? We're shaming everyone who doesn't conform to the letter of the law, even if it is a violation of a First Amendment right.
Mm-hmm.
Exhaustion is both physical and mental, and it will stop a person from resisting. So how does exhaustion come? The second wave is coming. Or how about Biden? His comment about it's going to be a long, hard, cold winter with COVID.
Right.
Exhaustion. How about threats? Threats create anxiety and despair. So we're going to fine you. If you open your restaurant, we're going to fine you. If you don't comply, we're going to block you on social media, which obviously all these things they've done. Power, number six is using the power of position over someone demonstrates to them that their resistance is absolutely futile.
Yes,
so
exactly.
What do we keep hearing? Follow the science. However, we find out the science was what got us into this, and things trace right back to Fauci, the funding of Wuhan Laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden we go, what's going on here? Who's really in power and who? And we are powerless. Number
exactly.
Seven, enforcing trivial demands. Demands are often trivial and contradictory. This reinforces who has the power and the control. So my favorite one is this. I can go into a restaurant here in California, but I have to wear my mask. The minute I sit down, I can take my mask off because the COVID does not spread if I'm sitting down eating my meal.
Exactly.
Well, that doesn't even make any sense. Nobody thinks it makes sense. Or how about this one? You can put up a tent with walls on it, and you can put heaters in it to keep people warm, and you look in there, and it looks like you've got a steam room going there that has to be cultivating COVID, but that's okay.
Right.
Number eight, last one, granting occasional indulgences. By granting indulgences, the people in power provide positive motivation for conforming their demand. If you're good, we're going to let you travel. If you're good, you can go from Massachusetts to Maine. Mm-hmm. Those are the kind of things we're seeing. It's all playing out in our daily life right now.
And the bottom line of all this is our freedoms are eroded. This is why when you put it face to face with the U.S. Constitution, you know, people are scratching their head. You see, and what these power lever pullers are counting on is that America will give up. We'll just surrender. And what's happening, Phil, by the grace of God, we still have people who do believe in God, and they are asking the critical questions. And like these two governors, you know, the governor of Texas and Mississippi saying, hey, we've done all we can do. Masks are off. We believe in the responsibility of the people here to do the things. We've had over a year of training of how to wash our hands, wear masks, be socially distanced, all that good stuff. And the science does not support a ongoing and continual lockdown of our state any longer.
Right. And so what, you know, if there's one state that Biden's got to hate, it's got to be Texas, right?
Right. Texas followed shortly by Florida.
Yeah, so he unleashes illegals to cross the border who have high percentage of positive tests for the coronavirus.
Yes.
So you see how all these things are working together. It's almost like we're going to release this. We're not going to enforce at the border. Since Brownsville officials started testing and released the crossers, it's 6.3%, or nearly 110 have tested positive and are sent on their way. So we've got people coming in at a high percentage of rate that are testing positive into a state that he hates.
Yes. Yeah, these are infected human missiles. I mean, we're back to day one again when the Wuhan virus was released. I mean, Donald Trump shut down travel to the West, and I believe that he would have shut down travel to the East, but there wasn't enough political capital and agreement, and look what happened to New York and Governor Cuomo. I mean, they're paying a big price, and again, one of the blue states, and I think there's a clear contrast. It'll be interesting. I keep asking this question, Phil. There needs to be a report on the clear differences between blue and red states and how they've governed through this pandemic, because what we're finding out time and again is the red states where freedom was allowed, you know, a modicum of freedom, controlled, not like what we're talking about here in this Bitterman outline, but where they were cautious and, you know, they didn't shut down. Their economies are still healthy, unemployment levels manageable, and they're all poised to, once the gates are open up, they're going to, you know, Katie, bar the door. I mean, there's going to be an explosion of productivity. The challenge is going to be, because of all this lending and everything, is the capital investment going to be there to support the explosion of, or at least the want to, of said, you know, said productivity? That's going to be the challenge.
Yep. Well, hey, I just came across this. Harvard Harris poll conducted last month of 1,800 registered voters said 67% of the border crossers should be returned to Mexico. So we have a clear, solid majority here that say we don't want illegals in this nation.
Right.
And yet the push is to ignore the people, we the people, and do what we want to do.
Well, of course. Well, look what they did during the primaries, the Democrats. They're out there selling policies that even 70% of their own party said they're not interested. I don't want it. And so, and this is the thing that's so confusing, is that they couldn't sell it to their own party, but yet in the general, you're going to tell me that they were able to garner so many more millions of votes to win the White House. And then, as if that's not bad enough, them not spending time on making sure that we have free and fair elections going forward, the House passes H.R. 1 that basically codifies all this illegality, and, you know, if it can withstand, you know, court scrutiny, Supreme Court scrutiny, possibly is going to get there, you know, if it can withstand that, I mean, the fix is really in. It is signed, sealed, and delivered, Phil. We got 20 seconds left. I'm going to let you wrap it up.
You know, I think it's a great reminder for all of us to be more involved, pray harder. Know the facts. Don't be afraid to talk. Exercise your First Amendment right. Let's be Americans.
Amen. Phil, God bless. Thank you, buddy.
2 chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two more women came forward over the weekend claiming the Democrat governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, of sexual improprieties. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Sunday said he backed an investigation into sexual harassment allegations against Governor Andrew Cuomo made by 5 women, most of them former aides. The U.S. House of Representatives is set to vote on Wednesday on a pair of bills to expand background checks before gun purchases, 2 years after a similar House effort failed to make it through the Senate. Mackenzie Scott, philanthropist, author, and former wife of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, has married Dan Jewett, a Seattle science teacher who expressed gratitude for the exceptional privilege it will be to partner in giving away money with the potential to do so much good when shared. A Chinese-approved COVID-19 vaccine has led to 2 people dying and 2 people in ICU after 83,400 people received the Sinovac vaccine in Hong Kong. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing your part of your day. And, you know, one of the best foods for a baby's healthy brain development is already in most refrigerators. Eggs, are you ready for that? That's right. In a historic first, the newly released 2020-2025 Dietary Guidelines for Americans includes recommendations for birth to 24 months of age and specifically recommends eggs as an important first food for infants and toddlers as well as for pregnant women and lactating moms. The latest guidelines substantiate that eggs, long known to be a vital source of nutrients for people of all ages, provide several nutrients important for babies during the time in which their brain are rapidly developing. Notably, the guidelines highlighted the importance of choline, a nutrient plentiful in eggs, while recommending eggs as a first food for babies to help reduce risk for an allergy or an egg allergy. Now, registered dietitian Liz Weiss is with us, and she's going to discuss the newly released dietary guidelines. Liz, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. It's good to be here.
Eggs, that wonderful, wonderful egg. Here we are. We're finding out. Boy, it's great for everybody, isn't it?
It is, and I'm excited about it, of course. I had to get a pun in, so let's get it over with.
Okay, all right.
But no, so the great thing about eggs when it comes to babies is that eggs are a rich source of this nutrient, choline. Mm-hmm. They also contain iodine and high-quality protein, and these are nutrients that babies need for healthy brain development. And interestingly, 90% of brain growth happens before kindergarten, which is really why the dietary guidelines are saying, listen, get those eggs in early and often. You know, and besides the fact that we know choline is so important for brain growth,
Exactly.
We also know that when you introduce eggs early and often, when a baby is developmentally ready for solids, and that's between about 4 and 6 months of age, it helps to reduce the risk of developing an egg allergy. So, so many great reasons to include eggs in your family's diet.
Was that a bit of a surprise that it was so beneficial? We're talking eggs beneficial to the brain?
You know, there's so much research out there, and that's the beauty of nutrition. You know, as studies come out, and we look at this whole body of research. You know, with the dietary guidelines, your advisory committee of scientists has looked at this whole body of research and says, wow, we have seen so much great information and research on choline and brain health. And, you know, allergies and introducing these allergens early, for example. And they use that science to then form these guidelines for Americans. And, you know, if you look at babies and toddlers and eggs in particular, we know that one large egg has all the choline they need in a day. And then for the pregnant women and the lactating moms, two large eggs gives them about half of the choline they need in a day. And eggs are just one of the best sources. Besides that, eggs have so many other great nutrients that are important for people of all ages. And, right. You know, I can tell you more about that because there's so many cool reasons to include them in your diet.
Well, go ahead. Keep unfolding this. This is, as you say, exciting. If I can steal your pun back from you just to even up the playing field a bit. Okay. I'm sorry. Well, okay. Be that way. I would share with you. If I had, you know, a first food egg, I would share it with you because I'm that way.
I'm teasing. You could say this is excellent new information. Yeah, I mean, if you look at, say, preteens or adolescents, especially girls, you know, they struggle to get enough high-quality protein and choline in the diet, so eggs come in handy for those teens. If you look at older Americans, like my mom and dad, they're in their 80s and 90s, they struggle to get enough B12 in the diet. Eggs are an excellent source. And when you look at things like vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, and we talk a lot about vitamin D these days, so important for good health. This is interesting. Eggs are one of the only natural food sources of vitamin D. You get 6% of what you need in a day. So that's another great reason. And then, oh, here's the other one. I am so guilty of this, Bill. I stare at my computer way too much and my phone way too much.
Yes.
And I'm exposed to that harmful blue light. Mm. Well, eggs contain two nutrients, lutein and zeaxanthin. It's a mouthful, I know.
Right.
But these are carotenoids, and they help to protect us from those harmful blue light that we get from our devices.
Wow, I mean, it is amazing, the impact. I mean, are eggs like the perfect food?
I love them. I think they're great. And,
do.
You know, they're versatile, they're affordable, there's so many varieties. And here's the other thing, too. A lot of nutrition is in the yolk. You know, we know that the whites have protein and selenium and riboflavin. I'm getting very sciencey here.
Yeah.
But the yolk is really where the magic happens. I mean, you're getting the vitamin D, the B12, the choline. So I say eat the entire egg and then look for creative ways to include it in your family's diet.
Is there a better way to eat an egg? Or just eggs, whether they're hard-boiled, soft, over easy, scrambled, makes no difference?
Yeah, it's like a personal preference. I mean, if you're scrambling up some eggs in the morning, that's something we love. But also if you have babies and toddlers at home, when they're ready for solids, those babies get scrambled eggs. That's a great first food. Or I love avocado toast. I know I'm a sucker for trendy foods, but you just take whole grain toast, you add avocado, you add slices of hard-boiled egg, and that is like the perfect lunch. And you could also smash the hard-boiled eggs into the avocado, and then that's good for babies, you know. And you could cut the bread into, like, little stick shapes, and they could pick it up and feed themselves. And and then there's quiche, or there's I love to do Taco Tuesday. I'll scramble up some eggs.
Mm.
I'll add some black beans and maybe salsa and cheese, and it's a great filling for tacos.
Yeah, without a doubt. We're talking with registered dietitian Liz Weiss, and this is awesome. We're talking about the edible egg, the really perfect nutritional powerhouse that supports brain health, a rich source of choline. She says, I'm taking notes here. I hope you are, too. Nutritional, crucial to fetal brain development and brain health across the lifespan. What else were you able to discover from this survey?
Well, if you look at the dietary guidelines and all the recommendations, you know, that they make for all of us to eat a healthy diet, they've identified different eating patterns that Americans typically eat. So they're looking at the Mediterranean diet or the vegetarian diet. And what they're saying is eggs should be and can be a a part of those healthy eating patterns. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we certainly want to eat lots of fruits and vegetables, and we want to get high quality protein in our diets, and we want to eat foods that are versatile and affordable. Like right now, a lot of us are home, right? And we're cooking all day long. So we're just looking for variety, and we want to make every bite count. You know, as a dietitian and a mom, that's what I always think, like, what's on my table? And is it good for us? But of course, it has to taste great too. And so, you know, that's why I think eggs are just so great, because there's so many choices and options, and they're just so affordable.
Liz, when they talk about the egg being a nutrient-dense food, what do they mean by that?
You know, that's a great question. You know, because you hear this term, nutrient density. Well, what does it mean? It means that every time you take a bite of that one food, you're getting a package of nutrients. You're not just eating what we call empty calories, you know, like sugar, let's say, and nothing to it. You're getting great nutrition. So you eat that egg, and you're getting a high quality protein, and you're getting the vitamin D and the choline and the B12. I can go on and on, but you're getting all these essential nutrients that your body needs. And, you know, even the Academy of Pediatrics, they have recommended key nutrients that babies and toddlers need, and all of us really need, but they're looking at babies and toddlers. But they're, you know, eggs contain all those nutrients that the Academy is recommending. And so they're packed. You know, it's like this great little package, right?
It really is, isn't it? Wow. I mean, here we seem to have taken eggs for granted and then realize what a powerhouse of nutrients are right there in that little oval egg. That's just so cool. I know we're encouraging a lot of people to be, incorporating eggs more into their meals throughout the day. You touched on a couple ideas. You said Taco Tuesday. What other ideas do you have real quick? We got about a minute left here, Liz.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have the easiest recipe in the world for you. Okay. This is a two-ingredient recipe. It's a dozen eggs. Scramble them up in a bowl. Add some basil pesto, maybe half a cup or so. This is something you can buy already at the supermarket. Put it into, like, a quiche pan or a 9-inch round baking dish, and then just bake it for about half an hour. Mm. And you are done. But get a little salt and pepper. So four ingredients, if you will.
Great idea.
Cover it with a salad. Mm. Great, great meal. And leftovers, you can freeze them and then just label them, of course, pull them out later. And it's a great way if you're into meal prepping and meal planning. That's like my go-to recipe.
How fortunate are we to have the registered dietitian, Liz Weiss, with us to fill us in on the latest about eggs and how to incorporate them. And really, I'm sure we're going to be incorporating eggs a lot more than we were before we heard this from Liz. Liz, where can I go for more information?
For recipes and nutrition info, you can go to eggnutritioncenter.org.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-3787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a recent survey from Bank of America, 1 in 3 Americans say their financial goal for the first half of 2021 is to increase their savings. To be an effective saver, it's important to form habits that make savings simple and automatic. Chris Wong, Senior Vice President, Consumer Savings Executive at Bank of America.
With many Americans looking to save more this year, it's important to review your spending habits, create a budget, and set goals. Making a commitment to saving even just a small amount each month can help put you on a path to financial success, and there are many easy-to-use tools that can help make saving simple.
Using Bank of America's Keep the Change program, you can build your savings automatically by rounding up each purchase to the nearest dollar, turning spare change into savings. It's an easy way to make spending part of your savings plan. To learn more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Adam Holtz, yes, PluggedIn.com director is with us right now. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Hanging in there. I'm trying to dodge a little bit of a bug that's flying around here, you know.
Well, as long as it's not the bug, you should.
No. Yeah, I'm just.
And even then, you'll probably be fine.
Yeah, I'm doing everything. I mean, I'm a human blender for all kinds of immunity pills and everything else. I was doing really good, and then I'm here with my son in Irvine, and he got the little bug, and you know, hey, you know what happens? They just love to share.
They are very generous beings, those bugs.
Yeah, without a doubt. So anyway, we're getting on top. It's nothing too serious. Just a, you know. Just a little bit of, you know, a little bit of a dry cough. But other than that, hey, we'll get on the other side of this, God willing, and do it right away. Hey, did you happen to catch the big interview last night with Oprah and with the Prince? And we can't say Prince. They took away their titles, but Meghan Markle.
Right. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex, I think they still are. I did not watch it, but I read about it, so I'm certainly able to talk about it, but more from a secondhand perspective. And I mean, there seem to be two radically different perspectives. One being, you know, people saying what a horrible thing they've had to endure, and others saying, you know, seems like you're going out of the way to slag the monarchy pretty hard here. So probably whichever way you tend to lean sympathetically, and you know, in terms of your sympathies, is how you'll process that story.
Exactly. No, that's a good point. I couldn't help but feel for, you know, Harry's you know, empathy, you know, for his wife through the lens of his mother, you know, and what his mother must have endured. And it was like, oh my gosh, here it is, deja vu one more time. And now we're talking to my mother. I couldn't do anything about it. I was a little kid. Now I'm an adult and I'm married, and you know, this is happening to my wife, and wow, this is wild. But you know, the thing was amazing out of this is you could tell on the other side of all this, this sense of liberty that they now have. And you're thinking, wait a minute, these are people that are living in Buckingham Palace, not a whole lot to worry about. I mean, basically, they're just like, you know, they're tools of the monarchy. I mean, you got
and whatever that is, I don't know that it's necessarily the queen is this much as it is the mechanism behind it all, yeah, saying this is how this works and this is how it shall work, and you're gonna fall in line here. And you know, and it's unfortunate because it seemed like they were trying to play, to hear it from Meghan Markle's side, that it was, they were trying to play her against Kate. And the narrative, yeah, there seemed to be a false narrative all the time, which got to be a bit frustrating. And so you can kind of see how this thing was, you know, kind of pigpiling against her.
Yeah. Well, and the other observation I would make here is, you know, let's talk about, and maybe this is a big leap, but let's talk about transcendence and worship, you know?
Yes.
As human beings, God has created us to experience and to long for and to touch transcendence. And he wants to find that. He wants us to find that in him.
Right.
And he invites us to find that in him. Mm-hmm. But when we reject that, we can't help but search for alternatives. And, you know, I think, you know, just what little I've read, it reinforces the idea that human beings are not meant to be worshipped. Now, you could ask people in Britain whether they worship the monarchy or not, and they would probably say, no, of course we don't worship the monarchy. But when we think about worship, it comes from the Old English word worth-ship, which means what are we ascribing worth to? And certainly as a culture, they still ascribe a great deal of worth to that institution. And, you know, Harry and Meghan seem to say, we actually don't want to play that game. And whatever you think of them personally, I think that they're saying no, we're not going to be worshipped with, you know, with quote marks around that word, because obviously it destroyed Diana, it wrecked her, and it hasn't done any favors for family relationships, if you believe, you know, what they had to say last night.
Right. Well, you know, and this is kind of giving you an inside look at the monarchy and, you know, what goes on. And as you can understand it, it brings some balance to the story and, you know, some humanity to it. Like you said, Jason Whitlock yesterday as well talked about that. He says, we have people so focused on race, black people and white people. And I particularly say this about black people because this is the constituency that I'm very familiar with. We've abandoned our religious faith for a race-based faith. And, of course, you know, the thing that came out last night, and I thought that, you know, Meghan was sensitive about it, didn't want to necessarily throw out a, you know, a race card out there, but, you know, Oprah brought it out, and here it is. We're talking about their concern, at least the, you know, the machinery of the palace, concerned that, well, what's going to happen to Archie? Is Archie going to be, is he going to be black? Is he going to be more black than white? You know, is that going to be a problem? Yeah. You know, and so does that throw in the race card? And, of course, you could just see Oprah kind of fall over in her chair on that one.
Right. No, and I mean, it's, there's so many different ways that we could look at that. But I mean, I think at the very least, obviously, the fact that Meghan herself is biracial became her, that part of her identity was in play and seemed to be fair game in terms of the conversation about how it affected the monarchy and the institution. Mm-hmm. And obviously, at one point, I think she said, you know, she considered taking her own life.
She was suicidal. Yeah.
Not only was being a princess not all it was cracked up to be, it made her want to kill herself. I mean, not to be too flip about it, but, you know, the extraordinary pressure that she was under, obviously to perform to some level of expectation. And I think all of us, whether we're royalty or not, and thankfully most of us aren't, for our sake and everybody else's sake, we all have to live with the expectations of other people, and that's why I think we've got to be grounded in our relationship with God to give us the right perspective to know how to deal with others' expectations.
Right.
Because all of us have to deal with that at some level.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the eyes of Jesus, we are part of a royal priesthood. In the spiritual point, in the spiritual realm, that's what we strive for. And you can't get that here in the temporal setting. You've got to go into the supernatural, right? Because God is spirit and truth. The thing also that came out here in this conversation that I thought was quite interesting was that, you know, Meghan was, I guess just, you know, the way the media had attacked her, and what came to mind was, I couldn't help but flash for a moment, on Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump was pigpiled, all this negative press, and she was pigpiled. I mean, a lot of negative press on her, and I thought it was quite interesting. She said that they had weekly meetings with the media. They would come there to Buckingham Palace. And here it is. I mean, the palace itself, I mean, the comms department, had control of the narrative. And for some reason, they thought it was appropriate to, do a lot of negative reporting. When you look at the headlines that were being put out there, and that was shown up on TV, it was like, wow. I mean, for a moment, I flashed on Trump, thinking all the negative headlines and reporting that it did on Donald Trump, you know, she might be able to relate a little bit more because of what she went through there in Britain.
No, I think that's exactly right. And I think the reality is that we live in a time where the media shapes the narrative. And I want to bring it back to us, because I think, again, because we're not royalty, it's easy for us to just say, this has nothing to do with me. But I'll tell you where it has something to do with most of us, and that's on social media.
Exactly.
Because there's all sorts of narratives there, too.
It sets the stage. Exactly.
Especially for kids.
Yes.
Who are growing up trying to process, you know, if you got a young teen or a tween on social media and somebody says something about them that's untrue, you know, you got 12-year-olds trying to figure out how to do damage control on social media, just like Megan was trying to.
Yeah.
And she's an adult woman who chose to be in a limelight situation. But, you know, there are a lot of kids out there that feel that pressure, too, and there's quite a bit of research that shows or suggests that that's why mental health issues have gotten so bad in the last 10 years or so, because these kids aren't equipped to handle the pressure that comes.
It's too much for them. You're exactly right. It's way too much. And, you know, talking about suicide and mental conditions and that sort of thing, it has just been, you know, skyrocketing exponentially. Well, Adam, this is the season, the award seasons. Every other week it seems like we've got an award being handed out. And we got Plug-In Awards coming in, right? Why not?
We do.
Tell us about that.
Plug-In.com. On our blog, you will find categories, four different categories, best movies for teens, for kids, for adults, and best Christian movies. And we have nominated five in each category, and we would love for you to cast a vote either in the comment section on our blog or on our social media accounts, Facebook and Instagram. And I also love to point out, you know, a movie we talked about a few weeks ago, Minari, about a Korean family that moves to Arkansas. Our very own Paul Acey had a chance to interview the director of that movie, and he comes from a faith background. So you'll find that at our blog, too, and that was a fascinating interview. I think people will really enjoy it.
Okay, and then also on DVD and streaming, we're talking, is it Raya and the Last Dragon? Is that...
It's actually Raya, but
Raya, okay.
It looks like Raya, the way it's spelled. So, yeah, that's a Disney movie that's come out, and pretty good movie, and worth a look at our full review.
Right, also Moxie?
Yep. Yeah, okay. Moxie's a teen empowerment drama, and then SpongeBob and another Coming to America. Go figure.
We got to just keep coming to America, especially now.
They're
lining up at the border, they tell me. That's what's happening. Well, lots of fun stuff right there, whether it has to do with music, TV, movies, games, books, YouTube channels. It's all right there. To you from them, all the great team at PluggedIn.com at Focus on the Family. Adam Holtz has been with us. Adam, as always, appreciate it, buddy. God bless.
Thanks, Bill.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We
we've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Do the letters I...